Their two voices spilled over each other as they kept calling out questions. And who rings the bells in the bell tower? Why is the sky blue? Where do city birds sleep? And why won't Lisa smile for Leonardo? Asked Annie. Jack and Leonardo looked at Annie. Then they all turned and looked at Lisa. Jack had actually forgotten she was sitting near them. The quiet, lovely woman blinked. What? She said. What did you say? Why won't you smile for Leonardo, Lisa? Asked Annie. Are you mad at him because you've been posing for 3 years? Lisa's face grew red. She seemed to be fighting tears. She shook her head. Is there another reason? Annie asked softly. Lisa looked at Leonardo. He was staring back at her. Yes, she whispered. There is. What is it? Annie asked. I am afraid to smile, said Lisa. She kept staring at Leonardo, though she was talking to Annie. If I smile, Leonardo will paint my smile, and he will be done with me. He will sell my portrait to my family and never think of me again. There was silence for a moment. Jack and Annie looked at Leonardo. Annie, said Leonardo, finally staring at Lisa, tell Lisa that if she will smile, I will finish her portrait, but tell her that I will not sell it to her family. I will carry it with me, wherever I go, for the rest of my life, and I will never forget her.
Lisa, Leonardo says that,
started Annie, but Lisa stopped her. I heard, she said softly. Then she smiled. It was a faint smile, but a mysterious and beautiful one. Her face glowed in the golden light of late afternoon. Ah, gasped Leonardo. Keep that smile, he said. He kept staring at Lisa as he dipped his paintbrush into a jar. Please keep that smile, Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa? Jack had heard the name Mona Lisa before. Lisa kept smiling. Leonardo painted.
Hey, listen, Annie said to Jack.
Jack listened. He heard a bird whistling and trilling. A plain brown bird was singing from the rooftop above the courtyard. That looks like the bird you let out of the cage, said Jack.
It is him, whispered Annie.
He is a nightingale, said Leonardo, keeping his eyes on Lisa. A beautiful singer, yes?
Annie smiled at Jack.
Time to go, she said.
Remember Morgan's rhyme, help the genius till the night bird sings its song.
Right, said Jack, sighing.
Goodbye, Leonardo.
Leonardo didn't seem to hear him.
Goodbye, Lisa, said Annie.
Lisa turned her eyes to look at Jack and Annie.
Bye,
she whispered. Then Leonardo turned and looked at them too.
Yes, goodbye, my friends, he said. Come again soon, please. You have been a great help to me today.
You helped us too, said Annie.
Leonardo bowed to them. Then he turned back to his work. He painted Lisa's smile as the nightingale sang on. The bird's song grew louder and louder until it seemed to fill the Florence night.